Chance Sharp is bugging the fuck out.
I think he's wilding for the proximity to legality. Like, I be seeing, like, free this person, free Dirt. Man, free none of these niggas.
Caribbean people, they be doing incest, and we just don't be talking about it. I'm sorry, ladies. I mean,
tap into your trauma, and
this guy says he has no trauma. There's no way.
That's mad weird to me. Mad weird to me that y'all making niggas have trauma.
Cause it's trauma to you, makes it trauma to me.
No. Oh my God. So now there's mild trauma, fun trauma, pool trauma. It's a spectrum of trauma. Oh my God. Like, oh.
Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
Welcome back. Unpopular opinion, but we create a space, safe space for the unpopular. I had to say that because we got
like that. You should have put that on a T. Underdog, put that on a T.
We got to start saying that.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm one of your hosts, Brish Viv, with my boy.
And lover, and live.
That guy. We got our special for, actually, you still got to introduce our man behind the mic.
Oh. And today we got Floyd Mayweather. Floor turkey. Let's go.
Let's go, Floyd. 50 and if again.
50 and oh, you heard? Pretty.
I didn't know he was
really. I don't know. That's not enough beard.
Why not?
He got a beard, man.
He got a goatee, I think. Or not even. I think he just got a little short.
He did have a goatee. Yo, listen, gang. Listen, we're getting scarce.
I'm just saying, y'all.
We named every black ball nigga.
Y'all was hitting it earlier. Pause. Yeah. Like, you know, first few episodes.
Slow down, gang.
I said, but first few episodes, y'all was getting them.
Well, I
gotten lazy.
How many bald black men that are celebrities do we know? I'm gonna just start naming random niggas from the train.
If y'all really were dedicated,
just start taking a picture of a nigga on the train. Like, this is you.
If y'all were really dedicated to this, you would have done your research. I'm gonna have to start bringing my own.
I did the research.
Yo, that'd be fire. You cut your own ass. That's a fact. It's not even cutting ass. We just having fun.
And welcome back to the show, Miss 3 Milli.
Three Milli.
Shout out the flock. You know, all my. Right.
Yeah, can we get a drop real quick for your do the unpopular drop in bird?
Oh wait, the what? So basically, y'all talking about what I said about the niggas with the hairlines?
Hold up, bro, relax. Yo, we gotta pop the bottle. We gotta pop the bottle today from my favorite guest, our favorite co-host.
What you wanna go by? What you wanna go by?
Y'all can call me Lingy.
Big Lingy.
Big Lingy.
Not the little one.
Where that came from?
You know, they used to bully me or whatever, you know, back in the day.
Oh, they used to, like, you took crack and made a Joe crack?
But, because, you know, I'm a little Chinese, like, sometimes, you know.
I
just wanted you to say that.
But it,
and you flipped it
no,
to a positive.
Funny, you know what I'm saying? So
oh, they, like how we did nigga.
Exactly. They used to call me Lingy. I'm like, nah, I'm Lingy. That shit did not hit, like, when I was in middle school. Niggas was like, what?
Ling Ling is,
oh, this started in middle school.
Yeah.
I like Ling Ling. I like Ling Ling. Oh, so Lingy is from Ling Ling.
Yeah.
Okay. But so you can actually do her nails and shit.
On Instagram. So I had to do something I wasn't taking.
Yeah, but your Instagram was kind of crazy.
Okay.
The name, I'm saying.
Was that a problem?
You know what's crazy? Somebody already got the name Big Daddy Ling Ling.
That's what I said.
Somebody got that?
Yes.
No, that's they got the whole thing. Okay.
It's a guy or girl.
It was a girl.
Is she Chinese as well?
Yes, her profile picture was like, she had the camera at a low angle and whatnot. I was
shout out to Big Daddy Ling Ling, the real Big Daddy Ling Ling.
And the real Chinese man.
The real Big Daddy Ling Ling, shout out to you,
real
gang.
One, yo. Nah.
She's actually Chinese, or sorry. Full Chinese.
She a full bread, but that's all right.
Anywho, welcome back. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate you. We love having you on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are.
Woogie, woogie, woogie.
All right, moving on.
She got to pop the bottle, y'all.
Okay.
This is going to be funny.
Okay. So this is really for the ladies. Like, when it comes to picking a nigga in 2025, like, God don't make the Idris Elbas, the Damson Idris for the common folk. You feel me? Like, we the common
never
folk,
did,
unfortunately.
He never did.
Nah, but now it's like, you either get a tall nigga with a terrible hairline or a short nigga with a face card. But not, it's like, I really feel bad for, like, the short niggas with the hairline. Like, because then it'd be short niggas with terrible hairlines. And it's just like, bro, what are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
I used to say, like, when I used to brush my hair, I used to say a light-skinned nigga with waves is a plus. Like, this, that's a plus.
Wonder why.
Like, if I, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I got waves and this and that. Like,
you know, you can still find the man you're looking for. You just got to go older.
Nah, yeah. All my niggas' hairlines is receding. And guess what?
Not,
I still love y'all.
Nah.
Hold on.
Leave them old niggas alone, sir.
Uncle Shannon still has his hair.
Hey, just shave it off.
No, leave them old niggas alone, sir.
Big Unc got all his hair.
Uncle Shannon got his hair.
Date your age. Yeah, my son got his shit. Date your age, sir. Date your age.
Nah. There's a...
It's been a cultural
shift. It's like a 5-year.
No, that's dating your age.
Okay.
That's dating your age. 5 years is dating your age.
Yo,
no, it's four. Four. It's four.
A certain age, I feel like 10
for me,
years,
it's three.
We Caribbean.
Three is the lowest I go.
We from the Caribbean.
That only works there. You could do 15 years when you're there.
What's the furthest you could go down, though? Like
3 years.
Nah, bro. When you... If you're
sophomore in high school when I was a senior.
Hold on. If you're 47, you can't date a 37-year-old?
What?
If you're 47, you can't date a 37-year-old?
Yeah, it gets different with the older you got.
Yeah, nigga, we're not 37. So I can't think that high. I'm not, but I didn't think I can, still can't think that high. That's a lot for me right now. 47? 47? It's a lot.
So Shannon Sharp is wilding.
Shannon Sharp is bugging the fuck out.
Free boy, bro.
Not for the gap in years, but the age of the girl?
No.
Or for both?
I think he's wilding for the proximity to legality. Like, 19.
All right,
bars.
Bad.
Bars.
That's bad.
She was 25.
Yeah.
Bars.
24. Like, that's probably still
same,
too young.
Same number gap. Same gap in years. Like, what is it? What was it? 15?
I don't even
it was
know.
More than that.
He's like 50.
No, nigga. It's 57 and she's 20.
Nah, not
19.
Even. 19.
My rule of thumb, I feel like if I got his age, would be.
Oh, what is that? 36.
20 something years.
What?
That's bad.
He's not 36.
That's a lifespan. That's somebody's lifespan.
20 to 50.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
36 years.
36 years. That's a whole lifetime.
That's somebody's life.
Yeah, man. Saw that math, right? I'll be fine. I'll be getting y'all niggas, boy.
Gap?
It's a second time.
She was 36 when she was born.
The gap between them?
Like, you was a
longer than adult. The gap between them is longer than I've been alive. Longer than I've been alive.
Longer than she's been alive.
That too. Damn.
That's crazy.
What's the youngest he could go, Shannon?
56? I would say
35, 40.
I like 40. All right.
40.
But there's some 35-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't be mad at that either.
I would be mad at 35, but.
Yeah, 35. If you...
But because he's rich.
I just feel like when you were 21.
18 is absolutely insane.
I feel like, no, when you're 30, the person had to be an adult already. Like, that's like, so when you turn 30, the person had to be 23 years old at minimum. Like you know.
It's not that much. Like, the older you get, that's not that far apart.
Yo, he stepped down, Shannon.
He stepped down from ESPN. He still got his shit, though.
Yeah, I mean, he might lose that deal, though. He still got it from them.
And he got other lawsuits coming up. Yeah.
Other people?
Yeah.
No way.
Everybody resurfacing and allegations.
Now, you know it's crazy.
This is usually how it goes.
Is he still gay, though?
I guess he did those allegations.
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gay.
That aggressive talk bothers me. Like, you know, it's like, I'm going to choke you. Like,
yeah.
Y'all niggas really talk like, it's niggas out here that really talk like that. Like,
and when she was like, put the black baby in me, I'm like, yo, that didn't turn you off?
It sounds like he's going to far.
Crazy.
It sounds like he's going to far stints to prove that he's not gay. That's how it sounded to me on the phone.
there are easier ways.
easier ways.
I don't, he's gay.
So
I just thought that was crazy.
This is a conspiracy for Shaq?
Yeah, you ain't see that?
That was crazy. I'm not putting that on Shaq. I don't know if it was real. Matt Barnes put that shit out there.
I don't think he put it out.
I mean, he didn't put it out, but
it leaked that he sent somebody like a voice note telling them that Shaq is paying big money for dirt on Shannon.
Yo, who?
Fucking.
Who,
wait, this is.
Who yeah. thinks on their feet quick enough to record that, though?
No. It sounded like Matt was sending a voice note to somebody.
Yeah. But once you click it, it's going to go away?
Nah.
Oh, well.
You can keep it. But yeah, so he said the voice note saying that, and then he also said like, "Yo, keep his name on the hush in the voice note."
Mm-hmm.
This was months ago.
Though. You think Shaq dropped a Kobe tape? I'm asking because if this is true, then we have to go back. He dropped the Dwight Howard shit too. Like, he
would have never looked at Shaq to be this.
Putting the money behind. He's putting the money behind the niggas' baby moms. Conspiracy theory shit.
You don't rock with Dwight? You see how he talk about Dwight? Like, he's a
And dog. He, you know, he's bitter. He lost his family. He's like, fuck it. Scorched earth.
That's crazy. How old is he?
Oh, he's mad.
Yeah, like, that's...
Old enough where he rich enough to do shit like
that. He is rich enough.
But he did...
He got,
hell, yeah.
He said too much. Down low allegations. I don't think he would. I don't think Shaq is putting out rape allegations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he's paying for rape allegations. Like, down low allegations.
I don't think he's choosing what.
Matt Barnes and the Barnes. I don't want to say Matt Barnes.
He got a lawsuit. He don't got no charges. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to jail. This is still.
Yo, you heard what May said? He said when they start out civil, don't take them lightly because civil turns into criminal.
He said he offered $10 million already.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I knew why he offered the $10 million. It just looks like an admission of guilt. It just looks like an admission of guilt. But at the same time,
if it's true,
I know why you did it, nigga. I don't want to deal with this. Like, fact.
This looks crazy.
This looks crazy. I agree with you. Like, I agree with you. Nah, for sure. I agree with you. I ain't mad at you for offering the $10 million. Like, if you didn't want to deal with this, I got it. Here, take it. But if I don't got it, I'm not paying shit. Like,
have you heard any of the clips?
I heard the clip of him saying like he was going to choke her, and I couldn't. I don't know. It was kind of giving role play a little bit.
That's how, thank you. Like,
but
it sounds like I dropped my phone in the hotel room and I left it on play on IG Live.
That's it was so much like dead air between the threat and then her response. Yeah.
And the tone, like, it was like.
And I feel like when you being threatened, like when a nigga threatening you, he's saying more than just, I'm going to choke you. He's saying, I'm going to choke you, bitch. Where you at?
This is something they normally do.
I might even do it in public.
And she knew that.
I'm going to choke you. And she was like.
I was like, I'm going to choke you in the mop closet at the airport.
Yeah. But he might have did that shit, you know what I'm saying? You know niggas be doing shit though.
What's that shit called? BDSM?
BDSM? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
BDSM.
BDSM.
I got the app,
nigga. Wait, so what's the oldest you would go?
You said what?
What's the oldest you would go?
I don't want to say that on camera.
She's a salt and pepper lady, bro. She like
white flies. All that.
She like seasoning on.
Yeah.
He wants you to be her worst.
Plus.
Believe in college.
Kids my age.
One can't say.
Will. You know
what I'm saying? Dental insurance. Like, these are the things I'm
looking for. Dental insurance is mad funny.
I mean, yo.
I ain't mad at this.
Get me in there.
Is that because the niggas your age, they need sexual enhancement. They need honey pack.
Wait, clock their teeth.
He's been.
I wouldn't know. I don't.
Oh, because it's all you, right?
Listen, I don't. Listen.
Allegedly, you know, the streets are saying.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. Listen.
That's the only way niggas are getting down.
I'm going to tell you this, right? I'm about to bring this around real quick.
Okay.
So the nigga. Yo, look. The other day, I'm watching TV and I got into like a real conspiracy theorist zone, right?
I like that zone.
The nigga RSK, the nigga RFK, the food director of America or whatever, I forgot what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
But he been FDA, he been food coloring for food and shit like that, right?
I saw that.
So I started to think like, yo, my son is really on to something, right? Cause it's like
he was on it with COVID, with the vaccine. He was telling niggas don't get vaxxed.
For sure. Everything that nigga be saying don't be entirely true, but a lot of that shit be. I be like, ooh, like he's spitting. But
yeah, continue.
I was thinking about this shit, right? Cause like even the other day, I'm in the mall, I'm walking in the mall, and yo, bro, they got mammograms. That's how you call it for the titties.
Mm.
They got mammograms. They got mammograms.
Validate with me.
They got men. You're a woman, you know.
You're not a day. Yeah.
Go ahead. You got it.
All right. Do you want your pronouns? Fuck.
She her.
Yeah. So I'm in the mall and a mammogram. They got the mammogram clinic inside of Roosevelt Field Mall.
No.
Like, and it's aesthetically pleasing. Like, it's very nice. Like, it's like, so it's like, yo, this.
Welcoming to the titty.
It's like, yo, welcoming to the titty. But it's like, for me, I'm like, yo, bro, where have we come in America like that? We have mammogram, like cancer is so crazy. Like I'm not saying, no, listen, I'm not saying like, yo, cancer, like I'm not, if you need it, go. I'm just saying like, yo, we have mammogram clinics in the mall. Like that's nuts when you think about it. Like,
some chance.
Like right across from Chance, bro, Foot Locker actually. Like, yo, bro, so it's like, for me, it's like, yo.
Check for cancer.
So it's like, yo, so the nigga RFK, he's spitting for real, because it's like now the young boys, the food is so bad, the young boys is taking honey packs, like sexual enhancement at under 25 years old.
You think it's about food?
I think it has to do something with the food. What are you thinking of? Cancer, sexual, everything is bad now.
It's mental, bro.
I think
these young niggas are so nervous around women.
Prevalent.
It's just
nah, bro.
Because they abusing the packs and now they.
That's what I'm saying.
These can't work.
I'm looking at for that. Scratching on the floor, walking to my building and shit. And I'm saying to myself, like, yo, bro, like, what the going on, son? Like, yo, this is sick what's going on, son. Like, yo, in 2008, you wasn't taking no honey pack, bro. Like, I was
taking anything.
That wasn't even mine.
Not even the shit in the gas station. Like, I never knew anyone.
Yo, that's all it is. It's a gas station pill with a BBL. That's all that shit is, bro. Like, it's a gas station.
But them shits really work? I don't know anybody that's ever taken a gas station pill.
We don't take them.
Like, that's what I'm assuming them. I'm thinking them shits don't even work.
I know people who've taken them.
Nah, them shit, niggas said they work, but I'm watching niggas pour it on steak. Like,
yeah.
It's
on salmon and shit.
And it's like,
Hennessy bourbon.
I'm telling niggas, like, yo, gang.
Honey,
y'all niggas, everybody's taking a pack. I remember you would get made fun of if you even thought about Viagra. Now niggas is just doing packs to do pack. This, yo, bro, RK is on to something, gang. He's really on to something. It's the food, I'm telling you.
Yeah, this nigga's a Republican. He loves Trump. He loves RFK.
I don't love.
He's a Republican.
Don't do that because you know what
I'm saying? Listen, bro. I don't know.
Yo, remember he said I almost voted for Trump.
No, I didn't say that.
You said did some shit on wax. You said almost.
Listen, I said I almost listened to Trump, and then he said police. No. Then he said police immunity.
Right. Mm. Oh, shit. You said I'm not gonna lie. I would have voted for Trump until he said the police immunity.
Do you want to bet? What I say?
Watch when this episode come out. The clip is going right.
Okay.
I was going to hit Trump out until you said police immunity.
But how much we betting, though? Before 20, I want monetary.
Oh, no, you know, you said I was going to hit Trump out. That's
20. No U-turns, nigga. No U-turns.
Hear Trump. Yo, but what's the difference? Hear him out.
I was going to hear him out, nigga, because I didn't know who. Is a nigga, I wanted to listen to both parties. And that was when he was going against Biden, too. When it was Kamala, it was 100% without a doubt Kamala.
No, that wasn't Biden. We didn't have the show back then. That was Kamala.
No, we had the show.
Not when he was running against Biden.
Once again, we get back.
Not when he was running against Biden. You're talking about 4 years ago.
I'm talking about last year, nigga, because Biden was about to rerun.
Oh.
What is you talking about, Zay?
The difference. Are we talking about the same?
I was talking about last year when he was running against Biden, I was going to hear him out. You hear what I'm saying?
Until Kamala came on?
No, until he said police immunity. It was over. And then Kamala came. It was over regardless. Like, I was voting for her no matter what. She's black.
She's not.
Oh.
She looks black. We're not about to do that on here. Nah, we're not about to do that. We're not about to do that. Her name is Kamala.
Olive.
We're not doing that. I'm kidding. Next subject, nigga.
It's cool.
We're not doing that.
I respect it.
I vote for you if you're black, unless you're Ben Carson. I'm not voting for that nigga.
Yeah, I voted for him.
He has a really good book, Ben Carson. Yeah, like a movie, too. It's like
I got a question for Lingy. Why is the woman's first response when men confuse different situations wrong bit?
Well,
you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what he's talking about.
Well, you said that really before first.
Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time.
It's a compliment, low-key, I think.
It's like.
Because they know you get bitches.
It's a couple of reasons.
They're saying
if you don't get bitches, your bitch is not saying wrong bitch.
All right, but let's hear it out.
That is the science. That is the science question we need to find out. Like, yo, if your nigga don't get bitches, would you say wrong bitch?
We got to move in here. Let her speak on it.
If your nigga didn't get bitches, would you say wrong bitch?
No. I had a nigga who didn't get bitches. I never
said. You knew?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he knew you didn't get bitches?
Yeah.
How you knew you didn't get bitches?
I'm dealing with.
How you knew though? Like, what was that? Where's the clip?
Yo, bro, he barely got me.
How did the clip? How he got you? How did a nigga with no
bro,
get
it's because he was funny, bro. I tell you, you funny. He
oh, knee bro. Slaps turned to ass slaps. That's
and then I got to know him and I was like, oh yeah, this ain't it. No bitches.
Alright, so with a nigga who does get bitches and you say wrong bitch.
But like, I feel like they gonna get to know him and then. Do the same thing I did, cause he told me his past girl did the same shit.
He's an acquired taste.
I hope he do find somebody. He's a really good guy. Certain things we just didn't, you know.
What kind of?
Just the chemistry wasn't there.
You just said the sex was whack.
Oh, she said.
I didn't say that, you know.
She did this.
I'm talking about chemistry though, like chemistry.
Yeah, what is this?
This is. Yo, that's biology, yeah. Chemistry.
No, like
anatomy.
Yeah, he was a little more on the feminine side, and like I'm a feminine woman, you know. No, ain't nothing wrong. Well, you know, that's not.
All right, so why you was saying? So, all right, so
he ain't never
why y'all be saying
that.
Wrong bitch though?
All right, yeah. Wrong bitch could either be really because you just want to see what a nigga going to say. Like, you just want to see the response. Because you really saying it to, like, get his attention so he could be like, no, it's only you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like to hear bullshit.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, yes, 100%. Yeah. It's a delusion fitting into
the
fantasy. Fluffing
the contracts. I like it.
And then second reason is really because, like, you really want to know, like, is it really the wrong bitch? Like, really, what's going on? Like, what's the tea? Third reason.
It's an accusation, then.
100%.
Okay.
Third reason is because you projecting, because you got other niggas and you trying to figure out.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I might have spilled the tea. I might have spilled the tea. I'm sorry, ladies. I mean, I didn't mean to air us out, but yeah.
Ride for my guys. That's not. I ride for my guys. That's not the bro code.
Too simple code. Too simple.
So if the sex was trash, are you going straight to the group chat or are you going to give him a second chance?
Depends on how much I like him. You know what I'm saying? If I like him a lot, I ain't going to do him like that. That's crazy. You know, I wouldn't want him to do me like that.
Shot.
If it's bad, I'm like, yo, you not going to believe this.
The second time.
Second time?
The second time you can go to the group chat or just the first time?
First time if she don't fuck with you like.
First time, because the first time going to make you figure out.
You give the bad sex guy two chances, though?
I mean, if he's funny enough. If I like you, yeah.
I definitely
I feel like everybody
put up a bad performance on the first one and got in the second chance to redeem myself.
Got to. So that means she fucking with you, though.
That means she fucking with you.
Nah, that's
a dude.
If she's giving you a second chance, that means she fucking with you.
Yeah, because I. I feel there'd be other times it was one and done. I'm like, damn, my name is getting dragged right now.
But I also learned the trick early on. Don't always give an A+ performance.
No yeah. Trick.
What?
I've got now I'm older, I do it. Like, but when I was younger,
not a trick.
I'm this trying to knock out of the park with everybody. But now, I don't care if it's a bad performance if I don't fuck with you. Like, I don't care if you didn't have fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. It's okay.
Nah, because
this is really how men think. Okay, clock the tea.
No.
Clock it. No, be honest.
Clock
you
it.
Say it because you see through it. Yo,
clock it.
Nah, go ahead.
Literally, he's saying because he's secure with himself. Like, I don't really care what she got to say about
but
it.
But that's still crazy.
But that's some grown shit.
That is.
That's some grown shit.
That is, could never.
When younger,
could
it
never.
Like that. It
wasn't
sex. Like
that. Yeah, I'm no. Younger, I was big.
I learned young. I learned young. I learned young.
Points up.
Now.
I learned young.
Now, you know, nah, I know I can put it down when I want to. So if you,
but that's like
at this point, like, you caught a bad game. That's all.
Why even do it if you're not going to put your all into it?
For the nut.
My intention was.
For the nut.
Don't you want the best nut?
Yeah,
the nut is
my nuts is usually really good.
Whether or not it's good for you, it's going to be good for me.
I'm really good. It's fine. I'm totally
so
fine.
Sad. Oh, Lord, please don't send me a nigga like you.
Yeah. Ha ha, made you.
Yep.
This is wicked.
Hey, I got a question though. I got a question for women. But I want you to answer it.
Oh, I'm representing all women, y'all. Oh. Like
the mouthpiece today.
If you ever the nigga like you didn't want to tell your friends about, or like you was embarrassed behind, or the nigga was tight whack.
100%.
No.
But not because he was whack.
Not that guy. That guy. That's the guy you gonna put in that category?
Nah.
Oh, you got another guy.
Yeah.
Fair. Okay. So what does that nigga say to you?
Oh, he loves it.
To get you naked.
Like, no. He loves it. He
loves it or you love it. Like,
he be like.
He's the nigga that you're embarrassed by.
Because he liked the fact that it's like a secret type shit. Like, he be like, oh, your friend's going to be mad if you tell him, huh? And I'm just like, you evil ass nigga. Like, yeah, you know they about to be mad. Like, no, he's a demon.
Oh, okay.
Like, he be dropping me off home around the corner because he can't pull up in front of my crib. Like, he, you know.
Oh, this is a North Philly nigga. Nah.
He not even from North, but it's just because my people don't f*** with him, so if they see him, it's like, nigga.
Oh, that's not embarrassing. That's the evil ex nigga. Yeah, that's the guilty pleasure nigga.
Oh, embarrassing?
I'm talking like, you was never supposed to fuck him. Like, you ever fuck one of those?
No, I never hit one of those.
Where?
Yeah, I never hit
one. Oh, you ain't been outside long enough.
No. I don't like outside.
Let me think
about that.
It's insane.
Maybe I have. I don't know.
Let's keep it
like they be cool. Like, niggas who I mess with either usually have a good job or they're handsome. So it's like, I don't really be failing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, even if you think he ugly, he got a good job, bitch. What you gonna say? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what's a good job? What's a good job?
For me?
What's a good job for a young joint?
Go.
What's a good job for a young joint?
Ain't no young joint. What you mean, for me?
You're a young joint. What do you consider a good job?
Really, just a job that you have benefits and you're making, like, you know, we can start.
But you don't get those benefits.
We can start at 50.
50K?
For sure, but I like a nigga who can, like, maintain what he got.
Okay.
we could start there. That's pretty low, right? That's reasonable.
That's not bad.
That's what I'm saying.
She's also very young, and I appreciate you for
I'm
that.
Reasonable.
Yeah, I appreciate
you.
Because in your kind of job. In your, yeah, that's exactly. And it's not too many niggas in your age gap.
But it's also like inflation and shit. So I understand, like, I know how shit go. Like, you might really make more than 50K, but it's feel like 50K because we live in New York.
No, never.
Fair. What's the worst place you had a first date?
Oh, what would be the worst first
date? The movie theater.
I think I really had a bad first date.
Yeah, movie theater is the worst.
Movie theater is the worst fucking movie.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Thinking that was, like, the date.
Shit.
I think that was, is that just some kid shit?
I think we was just young. Yeah, this is all we go for.
It was definitely some kid shit, but that's the worst first date because you can't talk. You can't see nothing.
Wait,
you can't get the vibes.
If I touch you, I'm a creep.
I'm gonna touch you. If I, nah, fam.
I think
we sit upright. Like, and then with the
no, you
the
see,
queer,
see you got to go to AMC. Hold on. You got to go to AMC. Get the reclining seats.
Okay, that's not. That wasn't a thing.
Cuddle. Okay, well now let me tell you. In DC, 2025, you can go to the AMC.
It's different. You could be f***ing in that shit.
I don't know. I like movie theater dates because, like, sometimes I don't even want to talk. I just want to be there and do something.
After you know somebody.
It's not, not a first date.
First date.
It's a first
date.
We'll talk.
What's a good first date? What's a bad first date?
A good first date, you know, going out to eat, going for a little walk or something, you know, like, shit like that. What you gonna do? What else you gonna do?
What's a bad?
You're not like the rest of these girlies. Yo, go on, walk is.
Say that. A lot of women feel this
walk
way.
Walk is sassy. And broke.
Nigga, Kanye said, why does she have, taking your girl on the hike is like making her pay, what was it?
I don't remember. He's, I don't listen to that nigga. No.
The pay because you're broke. Why she got,
what he said?
Nah, that's mad funny though.
He's like, why would
you gotta pay for the fact that you broke because you gotta go on a walk.
Basically.
He's mad funny.
Okay, not a walk, a stroll.
Nigga said Boosie smell like he broke.
he's crazy.
Yo, he been, yo, but he's
cooking.
He clearly unhinged.
I can't wait till he
act. Hilarious.
Nigga say you maggots. Yo, that was good. That whole story you told.
I don't like listening to this nigga no more. He's a strange man now.
Yo, he's lost it, bro.
He has a lot of problems.
It's concerning at this point.
I'm not concerned at all.
We need to call the people.
I'm not concerned. If you love Kanye, I would be concerned for him.
I'm not concerned at all. It's so funny because Kanye is like Drake to me. I never really got into the nigga. Like, I liked some of his tunes, but I never got into him.
I feel like I couldn't not get into him.
Yeah.
It was like,
I was a 50 nigga.
I mean, so what?
I just couldn't get into the nigga. Y'all niggas saw that video of Ish and his lady.
Which one?
The one on, I don't know what they doing with the Joe Budden podcast and their girlfriends. Bro. Oh, that's fire, though. That's fire. That's fire. Shout out to Joe Budden.
I was watching
that. Yeah. But Ish and his lady had like a little back and forth via text message over him wanting to send an Uber while she was out. And
Late night.
It was like 2 a.m, and he kept texting her like every 6-7 minutes. It was like 10 minutes, like 20 minutes in between, but it was like intervals.
Yeah, but he was responding to her at first.
Yeah, for sure. She asked him to send an Uber eventually.
She told me the spot. She's like, it's nice in here. We should come here. That's at 116. All I said was, okay. At 117. 129. I'm leaving at 2. 130. Okay. 157. Are you going to send my Uber, babe? Me. Yes. Tell me when you're ready. 157. 159. Hey, you're texting me. I respond right away. You don't see it for 10 plus minutes. What's up? 204. Sorry, I'm out. It's a lot going on. I'm not doing it intentionally. Okay. Just let me know when to send the Uber. 205. Again, she texted me at 204. 226. I call her by her first name. No, she responds back immediately. You can send the Uber. I'm not trying to be beefing over a night out, so it's fine.
Wait, what? What are you talking about, dog? What?
I felt like he was classic.
But, you know, I think she wanted herself to initiate the text message like, hey, I'm ready. Like, but Ish was texting her in intervals. I see both sides, you know what I'm saying? But I just think if I'm speaking for Ish, I just think Ish wanted to go to sleep.
Of course. Like, you just hold the lady out.
Right. I'm not trying to sit up till 4 a.m. just to send you an Uber. Yeah.
Exactly. When
You, but why
would
he,
shit,
why
I would put your shit on the timer.
But my, I would have been typing her reaction.
I will add your name to the thing and put it on the timer. Uber is a, is a.
But what if she's not ready at that time?
Yeah, exactly. She can't even control it.
Hey, wife, girlfriend, love of my life, whatever. Your Uber will be there at 3:06 in the morning. Outside, this is your car. It's, your name is on it. Here you go. Text me when you're in the car. Text me when you get downstairs. Text me when you need me to open the door. I'll be up. I'll see you later.
No, he wasn't going to be up. That was your point.
That was the point.
No. I will get up when you get here. Because first of all, you want, when your wife gets in the door, when your wife gets in the door, you don't miss those opportunities. I'm talking wife. I'm not talking girlfriend. I'm talking wife or whatever, like somebody you've been with for some mad time. She's drunk. You don't miss those opportunities. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, preach, nigga. I'm going to get up. I'm going to get that real quick. Like, that's, come on, gang. Like, I'm like, yo, you was out with your girls all night.
You lit?
Nigga was sending you drinks all night, and then you came home to me? Yes.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I'm going at it. For sure.
There's too much room for failure with scheduling it.
Oh, yes. I agree with that.
Yeah, I always miss it for the airport.
My
sure.
thing was her reaction. Like, oh, I'm not trying to be arguing about no Uber or whatever.
I liked her reaction.
Bro, what?
It wasn't argumentative.
Yeah, I think she misinterpreted it as an argument. He was just being on top. It was like you said, you want.
She said he felt like he was clocking her.
Why he ain't just sent her the money? Like,
facts.
He could have just sent her like.
Or, she got access to his card or something.
Something, bro. Send you my card. Call your own Uber.
Oh, exactly.
Call your own.
Yeah. I don't know.
I just didn't. I saw where she was coming from because it did feel a little clocking.
Yeah, he was texting a little too.
It did feel a little clockish, but I'm not mad at him. He wanted to go to sleep, and that's why he was on it like that. Like, yo, bro, I gotta go to
sleep. For clocking me.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'll take my.
No, you don't. Whatever. You don't want to send the "why you clocking me at 2 a.m. text.
Yeah, she already lit. Though.
She said she the reason. I don't want to argue over this. That's gonna blow over bad.
Want to argue about something triggers argument.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's like, oh,
especially if I wasn't trying to argue.
I hate people like that, bro. Like, when you tell somebody relax, and they don't tell me to relax. Like, yo, bro. Like,
yo, because why are you telling me to relax?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I worked in a, I don't want to say nut house, but I can't think of the name.
So you already said nut house.
But
say
it wasn't an asylum either. It wasn't an asylum either. But I worked in one of those, you know, and I can't think of the name. Yes, thank you. I worked in one of those, and that was one of the trigger words in the orientation. Like, yo, don't tell them relax in the midst of.
Yeah. Yo, no, facts.
Don't tell them relax in the midst of thing. So when a person that's not in one of those places tell me I can't tell them relax, oh my God, son. So are you nuts, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you belong in there? Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit bothers me, bro.
That's mad funny that they told you that. Like,
yeah, it's legit. If you ask anybody that works on shit, they tell you, do not say relax. They say don't say calm down because it's the trigger word. So if you can't tell that to a regular person, like, yo, that shit bothers me, bro. That shit bothers. That's like a person that goes to a therapist, right? And they unload all their trauma, right? And then they come back, and then they still hitting you with their trauma. Like, oh, I'm still crazy, but I go to therapy. Like, they just add the I'm in therapy part to it.
Yo, for context, you hate therapy, bro.
No, I don't hate therapy. Yes. No, I don't, son.
Do not support the fact.
That's not true, son. No, I love therapy. But I love when you, like, yo, bro, if your therapist is telling you some bullshit and you're not recognizing the bullshit, like, yo, son,
you
like.
You gotta tap into your trauma, aunt, all right? Yo. You gotta get in tune.
Yo,
this
listen.
This guy says he has no trauma. There's no way.
Every episode he gets trauma.
See what I'm saying?
That's mad weird to me.
That's mad weird to me. Mad weird to me that y'all making niggas have trauma. Yo, son, that's mad weird to me that y'all niggas is like, you gotta have trauma.
No, bro, you got like, it's okay. Yeah,
no.
That's just how it works.
No, it does.
And trauma.
Yo, my people's never threw me in the water and told me to swim or no shit like that. I'm trying to tell you, like,
hold on. You released some trauma. What was it? Last episode? The other episode?
Yo.
we're not gonna get into it. You know,
That's not trauma. That's not trauma.
That's not trauma. Then.
It's not trauma.
It's a trauma. You had a traumatic response.
Hey, I'm glad that
it taught you how to move in a room full of vultures. It's not trauma.
Nah.
Trauma does.
Hold on. Trauma can teach you things.
1,000%.
So it doesn't mean it wasn't trauma because you learned a lesson.
Oh my God. So now there's mild trauma, fun trauma, pool trauma. It's a spectrum of trauma. Oh my God. Like, oh my God.
Trauma builds character.
There's little pain. There's a trauma lot builds of pain.
Yo, think of the most, like, the person with the greatest personality you ever met. They have trauma behind that.
Everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
Everybody. Not me, though.
That's why people fuck with you, Ant. That's what I'm saying. Yo, like, you don't realize it. People fuck with you because you had trauma.
Yo, son, listen. I don't.
Not me, though. And
I don't
not
think.
Facts.
Yo, son, listen, bro. I don't think.
I don't need none of that.
Yo, listen. I love the fact that I love the way I was brought up. I love my childhood. I thought I had the great. I thought I had the greatest childhood ever, to be honest. Like, I brag about my shit all the time. So it's like,
oh, yo, I even remember. Yo, you talk about fighting your pops 3 times.
Cause my pops is
physically, nigga. That's not a normal thing.
It's not normal for you. That's not.
That's not normal.
Yo, you're.
Cause it's trauma to you, makes it trauma to me.
No, it's trauma. Period.
No, why though? Cause it's trauma to you. Like, yo, son, that doesn't make sense,
like,
bro.
It's like morality.
It's like,
no, that's not how I'm thinking of it. I'm saying it like, yo, bro, me and my pops had, yo, son,
yo, but just because it was regular to you doesn't mean it wasn't trauma.
No, listen, like, cool. But what y'all trying to do is make it where it makes it trauma to me. And it's like what I'm saying to you is like, yo, men usually handle their differences with physical altercations.
That's a fact.
So now it's because it was my dad. Like, my dad felt disrespected. I felt disrespected. We got it on. And then we hugged and kissed after. What I'm saying to you is that's not trauma, bro. That was two men getting it on. Yo, so if you fight Chris right now, that's trauma?
It would be traumatic for me.
Either one of us is raising the other person. We're talking about fighting the person raising you.
This is what I'm saying, bro. Like, yo, son, it's two men. At the end of the day, you're men first. You're men first.
No.
Yes, nigga. Yes, bro. Like, you're men first. Yo, just because my father's method is not traditional, but it wasn't.
Y'all still not on an equal plane. You're not two men.
Right. Exactly.
You're not two men, bro.
I'm a man.
Today.
Now.
Today.
No. I was a man since I was 18, bro. I'm a man, bro. I've been a man.
So that means Shannon Sharp can talk to the young John because she a woman, because she 18.
Ooh.
If that's what you want to do, that's why he did it. It's not rape. But I still think you're a creep.
Whoa.
No, I'm saying.
Grapes. We talking about grapes.
No, I'm saying, like, what he did is not a criminal act.
100%.
That is wrong.
Dating with the age.
But we agree that it's wrong.
No, I was about to say that.
That's what she's saying.
No. Yeah, but what the fuck I got to do with fighting my pops, a man. Like,
the comparison comes to, like, an 18.
Hear what you're trying to do. I feel like you're reaching, Jack Reacher.
Okay.
I feel like you're Jack Reaching. Yo, son, like, I'm.
Yo, wait, every fight took place after 18?
No.
Okay, so why was that even relevant?
He was making me a man at some point, too. I'm just saying to you, first of all, look, I was just having this conversation with her in the car. Our parents, when they had us, a lot of people feel entitled that, oh, my parents didn't put me here. My parents didn't put me this, give me this in life. My parents didn't do this. So our parents was damn near our age and younger when they had us, right? So it's like, yo, bro, when you dealing with these people, especially like some of them, my father was in my life. This nigga didn't come from a two family background. Like, you know, I mean, a two parent background. Like, you know what I'm saying? My pops didn't. My pops, he taught me the way he knew how to teach me.
That's all he knew.
And I appreciate his way when I look at other people's ways. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I look at other people's
methods
and stuff like that, like, his way is great to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for it. So it's like, I can't contribute that to trauma. I could say, oh shit, like, yo, like, he did this, so I wouldn't do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember one time we got a flat tire on the highway going to Pennsylvania. Me and my niggas, nobody knew how to change a flat tire. I'm knocked out in the back. No one knew how to change a flat tire in the car but me. Niggas had to wake me up. And it was like, yo, they was like, you the only nigga in here with a father in the car. They was like, I know you know how to change a tire. And I was like, matter of fact, I do. Shout out to my pops. But my pops didn't come help me on the side of the road. Figure it out, nigga.
He gave you a tool.
It's in the back of your car. Go get it. I ain't gonna be able to get there within 2 hours. So figure it out. And that's how he taught me. And you know what I'm saying? You're gonna say that he stranded me on the side of the highway, and now that's trauma. And that is, yo, bro, he taught me how to fish. And that's how I'm looking at it. Like, yo, bro, I'm looking at it half full, and y'all making trauma half empty. Like, it's like, bro, all right, gang. Like, it's like I'm not.
I think you can be grateful. Cause you know, like, especially if you compare, what?
go ahead. Nah, go ahead. I'm listening. No, go ahead.
I think you can be grateful because, of course, you know, like you said, the parents was doing our best, their best, or whatever the case may be. However, I think that, you know, it's a balance. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did their best. That doesn't mean that it was good enough. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it was great for me.
Respectfully. And I'm glad that's your perspective. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds like it's a butt there.
What you going through that don't figure out how to fix the tire. You know what I'm saying? Like
1,000%. And I'm not for those guys, though.
100%.
I'm not talking for those guys. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm talking for me.
I think the point is just because something traumatic happened doesn't mean you had a bad childhood. It just means that
it wasn't traumatic, like if I'm in a situation, I'm stranded on the side of the highway, no one's there to help.
I wouldn't even point to that scenario.
Okay, give me a traumatic situation, like fighting my pops.
Yes.
Okay, fighting my pops.
I think
in the midst of it,
trauma as like a suffrage thing. It's not really a suffrage thing. It's like, it's kind of like a fork in the road. Like, this traumatic happened. I can have this reaction or I can have this reaction. You know what I mean? And you're, like you said, you're a glass half full person.
Yeah.
So you're not never going to go to the, side, like, oh, this was terrible.
Okay. You know what I mean? If that's how you're doing it.
You're going to use it to be like, all right, I got to become more constructive way.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't conveyed to you that way. Because it wasn't
and for that's how wasn't, trauma builds wasn't character.
Yes, that's true.
Fair, but I just feel like, I feel, okay,
but
so
to the, your point,
the trauma has a negative connotation to it then.
Yes.
You for sure. So you're like,
point, knowing you, I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you. Like, I don't feel like there's something, but I know people that way that are like, yo, one day then he gonna pop because I got a lot of shit built up. I don't feel that for me.
And not for nothing.
I'll take you for your
word. My therapy be, I have my closest friend, one of my closest friends in the world. We talk damn near every day. I call a nigga for the fellowship. Like, I call, yo, am I bugging? He calls me to ask me if he's bugging. That's my therapy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to ask somebody that's not going to be like, oh, nigga, nah, she's bugging every time. Like, I don't have no yes men around me. Like, I got a nigga that's going to be like, yo, Ed, you're bugging the fuck out, bro. Like, you're bugging. Like, yo, go say sorry, nigga. Go buy her some roses or whatever. Go fix that. Go talk to your pop. Go talk to your mom. Whatever the situation may be, he's on it. Like, yo, if I'm wrong, he's telling me I'm wrong.
Objective.
So that's my therapy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not that I don't agree with therapy. I'm just saying, like, when people go to therapy, like, if you're in therapy consistently and you rather say, that's a trigger to me. Then fix the trigger. Like, if I don't know you from a hole in the wall and you say a trigger to me and I'd be like, yo, that's a trigger. How the f*** you supposed to know that?
Empower yourself.
Figure it out. Like, stop avoiding it.
Yep.
Attack it. Get into it. I'm not saying it's not easy. It's not hard. I know. Whatever. I'm just saying, fix it.
Work on it.
Like, don't just be like, I'm in therapy at the end of your trigger. Like, I'm in therapy. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like.
Yeah. I'm with that. I feel like that was a good unpopular opinion, but we're not in that part of it.
And do y'all want to play again?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's change the topic.
Let's get back on track.
Game's called Flag on the Play.
Flag on the Play.
So I'm gonna list some scenarios, and scenarios that might make a woman give a nigga a side eye.
Okay. This is gonna be.
if you agree,
side eye like as in like. Ick or sassy or some shit like that?
Yeah.
All right.
If you agree, throw a flag on the play. For example, or we get to start right now, taking a boomerang, sipping a mimosa.
Oh, my God. That's
it. That's you didn't seem as confident. Yeah,
because I'm thinking what kind of mimosa, like, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking mimosa, but I was like,
I thought the boomerang had it. Maybe the camera is
crazy. Boomerang is crazy.
Boomerang is insane.
Is it a boomerang selfie or a boomerang at a cup?
But the woman in the room.
I got to see it.
Nah, I do boomerang.
If he holding it up like this.
I do. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but I do a boomerang.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But what if he do this?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're doing.
That's gay? I mean, that's sassy?
I think boomerang, period.
I do boomerangs. I do boomerang. I'm trying. That's trauma?
ain't nothing wrong with a boomerang.
Knowing, next one, knowing a full 8-count TikTok dance.
You know how I feel about that.
No.
I don't feel like
no flag.
That's your
style. I ain't gonna lie. It's a whole ick. Dancing.
Ick.
He could be a dancer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Michael Rainey Jr. shit.
The what?
Michael Rainey Jr. shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool.
That was cool.
That was cool. That wasn't eight count.
I know, but I threw that.
Nah, that's cool. That's cool. Like the even the June bug shit. Remember the June bug shit? Gilly was doing that shit.
Yeah,
I forgot the dance actually. I don't know, but that was hard. I'm doing that. Eight count is crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Eight count is crazy.
Getting mad and saying y'all got me fucked up.
Oh, that's pause. Pause. Fucking flag.
A nigga says that?
Yo, what? Y'all got me fucked. It better be on some
fuck, man. Yeah, how you?
Lingy is mad confused.
They might have fucked up.
Nah, it's mad other shit.
Yo, maybe they got it up.
Mad other, it's mad other shit. Yo,
say, what is,
why is that popping in your head? For
niggas can't express themselves.
That got me.
That what got you me. Say? Like, yo, y'all got me fucked up right now.
It's funny, cause I don't even got nothing to say right now, cause I don't got like a.
We got you fucked up.
No, I'm saying like I don't have a translation. Yeah. For,
yo. See, y'all are crazy.
I'm gonna go red flag on that.
No.
So if a nigga be like, y'all got me fucked up.
No, y'all got me fucked up. No, they got him fucked up.
Maybe. Nah,
no flag for me.
I should have called my ear like, yo, who the fuck said that?
I'm not thinking you tough after you said
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Hey, y'all niggas got me fucked up.
I heard mad niggas
say that. I could beat him up. I'm good.
Nigga.
We are safe.
Niggas pussy.
All right, next one. Saying is giving. When
pause. Oh, that shit bothers
that's
me.
That's funny.
That shit bothers me.
It's funny.
Like the clock the t-shit. It's up there with that.
That's
like if they saying it like... Like real, like for real, like they really mean it, or they say it like ironically.
It's giving, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, you could say I see.
You saying because niggas be like right, giving.
No. That you see, that's the exception. No, I'm saying like when you.
Yeah, if they usually say
like,
that
to compliment somebody, like oh you, it's giving Beyonce, like you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I kind of don't like that. I might have to put a flag on that. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I know.
That's not my generation.
I know.
I don't help me say so.
What's it?
Yeah, bro.
I don't talk like that.
Holding a hookah pipe like it's a mic.
Oh, holding a hookah pipe, period.
Oh.
What are you doing with that?
Yeah, I thought.
What are you doing with that?
A hookah king.
G, holding a hookah. Smoking hookah.
She said hookah is pause. Yeah. She said hookah is pause.
He's smoking hookah.
I'm so happy.
Yo. Oh, but yes. Where you from? No, what's your... Oh yeah, that don't count.
You know what I'm saying?
He made it.
Spiritual.
He made he and the honey. He made the funny facts too.
That shit is spiritual.
Ultra.
You know what I'm saying?
This nigga got
spiritual.
This nigga got Dubai chocolate in his little.
Oh shit! I thought
you could just be vibing.
Dominicans and Indian niggas don't count.
He said we just do this.
Yeah, Dominicans and Indian niggas don't count. Black niggas is who I'm talking to.
Dominican niggas definitely count because they adopted it. They went.
Nah. That's their shit.
They went too crazy with it.
Yeah, they made it their own. Fact. They made it their shit. I ain't mad at them.
All right, next one.
Platino flavor shisha. Yo, 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 G. G, yo,
right
yo, G,
right
yo,
down,
medullas, yo, she's that's crazy.
That's
yo, we need that.
You gonna do numbers in my sushi? Hey, fuck you.
Fact. Go ahead.
All right, next one.
Golpe, you heard?
Singing all the ad libs to Beyonce's
facts.
Oh, now.
Anything, Beyonce's anything. To the left.
Damn.
It didn't.
Hold on. Yeah, you're a blade.
Beyonce is.
He said you're a legend. Blade.
So you can't sing Beyonce?
You can't sing the ad libs.
That's even better. You're not even singing the song. You just need that ad libs.
The ad libs is crazy.
Nah, no.
The ad libs is crazy.
To the left.
Nah, you can't be singing all that.
No flag.
The ad libs?
This ain't
Beyonce?
Right.
Beyonce?
Bro, tell us your favorite Beyonce song, nigga.
I don't have it.
Cause you're beasting right now.
But I'm like, but I feel like
it is
Beyonce. It's
Beyonce.
Yo, I love you, B. Would you want Hope? B? Would you want Hope singing your lyrics?
Of course she do. What? You know she want that nigga to say it.
The ad libs at least.
Pause.
The ad libs.
Go flag.
Damn.
No flag.
It's strict out here.
The ad libs get crazy, bro. Like.
If you can hit them notes, hit them.
I remember she said
about the notes, man.
The partition, babe, like that shit.
Yeah, come on.
That's crazy, gang.
All right, I got the next one. Ordering extra fruity frozen drink.
No flag.
That's calm.
I'm no talking flag. Like BBQs, Dallas BBQs.
Whatever.
Anything there is cool.
Fruity frozen drink.
Whatever. Wet Willy's. Anything in there is cool. Fat Tuesday, anything in there is cool. Actually, frozen drinks is cool. You good, my boy. You good. Sometimes you want to get blasted right with your lady, and that should get you there.
Getting the frozen drink and posting it on Instagram. Vibes. Caption vibes.
No. Yes. That's for your lady. That's OD.
Unless you post both of your
social media posting of a drink is crazy.
Both of y'all shits.
Now, I don't even let her do it and tag me in it.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna post, don't just post your shit talking about some vibes. That's crazy.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah, like.
Yeah.
How?
All right, yo. Last one. Call another man your bestie.
No flag.
Word bestie?
Normalize that.
Bestie? The word bestie?
Normalize
bestie, best friend.
No, bestie is crazy. Best friend is cool. Bestie is wow.
What about?
I'm not comfortable with the
BFF.
Best friendship all the way.
That's more romantic.
Yo, I never understood how that shit caught on, bro.
That's
heart.
Worse than like you won't say.
I'm actually happy it caught on. I just don't like the term. I want y'all come up with something better, but.
My liver.
My rib.
That's
my
for
rib
your is, wife, nigga.
Nah, that's pause,
my
too.
My gallbladder.
Because rib is for wife. That's why small you intestine. Call somebody your rib because of the Bible. That is a biblical reference.
That's where the heart came from. You were saying.
No, my rib is from the Bible. That is crazy, bro.
He's trying to justify my heart.
I think he's trying to justify. My heart is not in the Bible. The rib is my heart shit. I'm actually happy y'all niggas say that because niggas didn't tell their friends that passed and all that shit. I love them enough. You feel me? So we never said it growing up. So I like that y'all niggas be telling each other y'all love each other, all that. But my heart is crazy.
My heart is crazy.
I don't know. Y'all got to come up with something better. I like it, though. I like where y'all going. I like that y'all showing each other love and all that. But y'all niggas don't got no women in y'all drill rap videos. So I don't know what's going on around that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
The Lions don't really love girls like that. They just want to fuck them.
Clock it.
I don't even like that. Like, I don't even like that you're saying that because I don't feel like they just fucking them either. Like, I just don't.
Nah. They don't know.
They're not fucking enough. Because you wouldn't be this angry if you was fucking another
way. There's a difference between love and that. So it's just like, oh, I'm going to just fuck this joint, move on to the next one.
Clock it.
That's like.
That's why when y'all was talking about the honey packs, this nigga's doing the honey packs. It's like, I don't really care about this. I just want to get my nut off, make her feel good.
That kind of sounds.
They don't even want to make you feel good.
That kind of sounds gay. I ain't going to lie.
That's why women be calling niggas gay.
You have to use a honey pack to fuck a lady.
That you don't care about.
That you don't care about. That means you got to get hard. Like, you're trying to get hard for the. I mean, you don't like women. Ah, man.
Where they be taking the drugs and shit. They be fucking a lot.
Yo, I'm
28 now, 29. Yeah, I need to get emotional connection with a drink.
I gotta like
you. Better clock that scene.
I gotta like you. I gotta like you.
I can't.
I didn't get.
Issues like that. Like, you don't
know
it. I think I don't.
Damn. Oh, I would cry.
What?
I would cry.
Yo.
Bro, because how you not? Oh, yeah. No. I'm taking that personal.
No, that's fair, though.
Yeah. Like,
but nigga don't get hard for you?
That's just supposed to get hard randomly, nigga.
A lot of factors.
Well, yeah, I don't think it's always about
it. A lot of factors. It's not.
I'm sure it is, but I will still take it personally.
You could just be nervous. Like, damn, yo, I don't know. I want
to. Nervous don't get you hard? I thought nervous gets you hard as hell.
Get me? But then you think for yourself. I'm saying another nigga that's not as confident.
I don't know.
You in your head, like, damn, I want to perform for shorty.
Nah, that shit, my shit don't go.
It don't work.
I'm the opposite. When I'm in my head, yo, my shit don't go down. Like, I was a freak, nigga.
Yo, shut up.
I'm going
to
smack
in
my shit like,
you can't. I'm real quick. Like, yo, what's
that? Oh, that's so crazy.
That bitch is whack. That's what it is. Like, that's what it sounds like. That bitch is whack.
There's other reasons? I don't know.
What?
Most of the time, I be in, if that ever happened to me, it's because I'm in my head. There's been a few occasions where I'm with a drink, and I'm like, I don't really feel a connection with you. I don't really want to do this with you, but I'm going to just, that's a waste of a nut, waste of a body for you.
Waste of a nut, waste of a, this nigga is a good guy.
Yo,
shout out to you, nigga. Your lady got a good one, nigga. Like, what? Nigga said, I'm waste of a body.
waste of a body.
Like, you worried about her body count. Nigga, you are a gentleman. That's like opening the door in 2025. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
I never even heard of that.
Waste of a nut. Nigga, what?
Bro, don't tell me you ain't sleeping with no girl that you never want. Like, you feel like, damn, this was a bad kill. Like,
absolutely. But I didn't say it was a waste of a nut, nigga.
I still got my nut.
It was a great nut to me. Like, aha, made you.
I don't care.
Gotcha.
I am happy today.
Nigga, Kanye said today he wanna get in a time machine.
To have
babies with Paris Hilton instead of Kim Kardashian.
Okay. You have babies with the help. What the fuck?
Nigga is crazy.
The assistant. Yeah, he was. Yeah, I don't know what he be doing, bro. In his.
He don't know.
It's the whippets.
It's the ketamine. What's it called?
It's
ketamine.
The whippets. He doing the
whippets, ketamine, and all that extra. Yeah. Nitrous, all that shit. He's a bug out.
He building his own custody case on a lot. Like, hey, look, he's not.
Yeah.
He ain't fit.
It's bad.
You do weed, you crazy. Now,
see, when we was young, people used to say shit like that, like, do weed. Now it's smoke weed. You could say,
bro. What?
I got you.
We used to do
weed.
Weed is crazy.
Know that. Elga?
We used to do weed.
Doing green, do weed. Nigga. Doing weed is, that nigga says gateway drug. Facts. I felt that. I was like, dude, nigga is doing.
He said, you weed doers. What are you talking about?
That nigga does weed. Gateway drugs.
Weed. I don't know, nigga.
Yo, when they used to say that shit, yo, weed is the gateway drug. Nigga, no, I'm not doing crack at all. Like, ever. Like, ever.
Yeah.
Like, I would never need to get that high. Like, ever. Like, ever. Like, I'm good, baby.
That's trauma, right?
I want to know, what's your unpopular opinion?
Who want to go first, though? I'm not going to lie. I be seeing, like, free this person, free Dirk. Free whoever.
Free Dirk, though.
Sure. I promise you.
Yo, hold on. Nobody is saying free Dirk, though. Free Dirk.
He's saying
nigga, that. I forgot he was in jail.
Free Dirk.
Oh, because they saw his charges.
Post a man's free such and such. Man, f*** that. Free none of these niggas, bro, because none of them niggas cared about their freedom when they was out. Hold that time, bro. Y'all niggas want to be gangsta, all this shit? I'm not screaming free nobody. I don't care how much I love you.
Damn.
I don't care how much we was cool.
I don't hate that.
I promise you, bro. I'm not going to ghost you, but it's not free you like, oh, you a victim. Nah, nigga, you was out.
I don't hate that. Spinning, but I don't like jail, though.
Doing whatever you was doing. Bro, you got to hold that time, man.
Yeah, I ain't mad.
I mean, I'm not your friend.
Do the crime, do the time, nigga.
Do the crime, do the time, bro. Right. Stop all this free me shit. No. Mm-hmm. Say free me when you was outside bugging. Niggas be like, yo, free me.
Especially if you robbing niggas and then shooting them for no reason. Like, you nigga, like, get, like, you're not even getting the money from this robbery. Like, yeah, it's true. You got one, Lingy?
I'm thinking.
All right. Well, I got one. So I'm going to tell you this. Nigga's going to say I got trauma and therapy. But the green circle on your Instagram, the close friend shit, that shit is not for me to read about what's going on in your relationship. That shit is not for me to see what you're cooking at night. That's not for me to see what your kids is doing. Like, I don't care about none of that shit. The green circle is for ass and titties. The green circle is for ass and titties only. If that's not what you posting, take me out of your close friend. I don't care. Take me out. And if your shit is private on Instagram, if your Instagram is private in 2025, that shit is weird to me too. And it's because it's like, yo, bro, you don't have to post everything on Instagram.
You only see what you post.
You only see what you post, bro.
It's not a live feed to your life.
Yo, son, just keep it regular. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't post that your grandmother's in the hospital today. We don't need to know. Keep it off the gram, son. You can control what you post. Remember that. Just like you can control who your baby father is. That's a fact, bro. Like,
no, you can't, bro. It's his.
Yeah, you gotta be with me. Damn, it's our show.
What you mean? I know a girl got on her Instagram. It's private. 320 followers. Talking about in the bio. You can't get in. Like, yo, who the f*** wants to be in there, bro? Nobody wants to be in there. I promise. I guarantee you there's nothing to see. I guarantee you, bro. You're not doing nothing. You're being a mom. You're doing whatever you're doing, bro. You're in your own little world with 300 followers. Trust me, nobody's dying to get in there. I promise.
Facts. Facts. And when you have 500,000 followers in your private, you're stupid. I have no nothing for you. I have no word for you. 500,000 followers in your private, you're stupid. Like, I don't know. Niggas, one of the 500,000 followers sent your close friends to the shade room, dummy. Like,
they be trying to make it like a little club. Like, they trying to be selective and shit. It's like, my nigga, like,
you want
to
see
everything? It's mad people already in there. We already gonna know.
What's her name? Simone B used to sell admission to her.
Oh, she probably was fire.
That's smart.
That was fire.
That's smart.
That was fire. You didn't think so? It's B. Simone, by the way.
Oh.
But that was fire. That was fire.
I said Simone B.
Simone B.
I was like, damn, I don't know who that is, but
that was fire. Shout out to her. That was hard. That was hard. And then she was telling all like what happened with her co-host and all that shit in the beat. Yeah, that was fire, bro.
So that's what I'm saying. She's letting
she letting She was monetized. She was monetizing her trauma.
Then you got one?
Yeah, I'll say like Caribbean people, they be doing incest and we just don't be talking about it. Yeah.
That's trauma.
That's not crazy.
That's trauma.
No.
So,
that's an unpopular opinion.
Hold it down.
That's an unpopular opinion.
But hear me out. Like, how many times you been at a cookout?
Kanye cousin shit. Yeah,
you been at a cookout and you like, hold up, who that?
Never. At a family gathering, I never was like, who's that? I gotta act.
And then you be like, oh, yo, that's my cousin. Oh, where?
Yo,
then,
nah, she's not lying.
Yo, she's not lying.
We come from small islands, y'all. It's only so many Williams.
You come from the smallest. You come from the smallest.
You really gotta be careful.
You almost fucked a cousin before?
I'm not gonna lie, I got close.
I'm gonna tell you. I kissed a girl that I found out later was my cousin.
First, second, third, and fourth.
Nah, like, nigga, down the line.
Oh, but Dominicans is good for that, though. Y'all niggas is very good for that. Y'all are good for that, bro. Y'all have babies with your cousins. Stop, bro.
Kevin Gates found out.
See? You hear what he said?
What he said?
One of my majors did his third company. He didn't know until after high school. He's like, oh,
he didn't know. Come on, y'all.
Nah.
Yo, that shit.
What are you doing?
That shit happened to Kevin Gates. He was clapping his cousin. He found out, and they kept fucking.
I mean, at that point.
The hard part was
at
over.
That point, it's crazy.
Do you keep fucking, though?
Oh, we keep fucking. We just not having no babies. We fucking, though.
No, I mean.
I've 38,000 times already.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
I'm in a strange place in my mind, Misty, right now. Like, I think I'm done.
The premise, I like you as a stranger.
I think I'm done. I'm not. I think I'm done. I think if I find out you're my cousin,
That's bad.
If you find out your lady right now was your, like down the line cousin.
Oh, that would hurt.
You're not doing anything.
No, I'm done. I swear to God.
I already got.
You taking out to
I swear to God.
It's like icky.
I'm
like,
taking it to the grave, but y'all not going to know why I'm done. It's going to the grave. Y'all not going to never know why we was done. Like, ever. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm done, though. I'm done. I'm fucking done, though. That's.
I got an unpopular opinion.
I was about to say, yo, why this nigga don't never got one?
Y'all gonna love this.
Trauma.
Nah. just because someone doesn't agree with you doesn't mean that you're a hater.
I like that. I don't think that's unpopular either. I think that shit's
definitely
unpopular. Nah, it's definitely unpopular. Yeah, for sure. It is definitely unpopular. But I think it should be popular though.
Niggas
who have critical thinking skills is not unpopular. Like, just because a nigga disagree with you don't mean he ain't on you.
But that's what people do.
No, a lot.
But like, if your homie make a song and it's trash, you telling him that's hating? No,
I don't agree.
What if he actually?
He's gonna think that.
But that's a him problem.
This shit hard. You a hater.
And that's why it's unpopular. And with that,
he gone.
Oh, episode 10.
That was it. was up something?
Nah.